You're talking about earless seals. Have you ever heard of a tailless squirrel and a red one at that?
No, I haven't.
Is this one what lost its tail or a new species you're just about to proclaim upon the wireless?
Well, let's have a listen.
Hi, Derek. Our granduncle Shay sent us a video of a squirrel with no tail.
He thought it was a rat, but we thought it was a squirrel because there's loads of red squirrels near where we live because we live in lockdown.
Derek, why would the squirrel lose his tail?
So a big shout out to Quinn and his brother Senan who sent in that question. And we've also seen the video of the red squirrel. So it's definitely a red squirrel and it definitely seems to be missing its tail. But why would the squirrel lose its tail, Aina? Come on.
Well, it was grabbed by something which grabbed it by the tail and bit it off, I would say. The big enemy of squirrels is, of course, pine martens. And up around Loch Dan is where we have oak woodland, which will be habitat for the pine martens as well. The squirrel is quite small, relatively speaking. The pine marten is bigger. And the squirrel was obviously caught unawares. The pine marten made a grab at it and was able to bite the tail off. I mean, the squirrel can't drop its tail the way a lizard can. A lizard has a joint that wobbles, and if it's caught by its tail, it breaks the tail off and runs away. But this poor creature had its tail bitten off by a nasty creature. Maybe it was a dog. Mm-hmm. Dogs, people have dogs off their leads and do awful things as well. But I mean, squirrels are very quick and running up the tree and everything else. But I'd say the poor old squirrel lost its tail because a predator bit it off.
But and presumably it does need its tail. So
absolutely, for all the balance.
Survive?
It won't. I mean, it's...
Could you not say? It probably will.
Well, I mean, the whole point about the squirrel way out...
enough to have its video taken.
This is a wildlife programme. I can't be telling people fibs. The tail is part of the balance. If you see a squirrel up in a tree, it whisks up the thing, out the branches. Tightrope walkers have balance. This thing has balance. So if it doesn't have
it's
the tail...
It's doing okay on the ground there in the video.
Yeah, well, that's fine. It'll be on the ground. I mean, whether it can even climb trees again or not, I don't know. But it's around at the moment. It didn't bleed to death or anything like that. But it won't grow back a new tail the way the lizards can. But it might be able to manage it. Maybe it can crawl up the tree without the tail. I don't know. But that's what happened to it. It had a chimpest more. It had a big accident.
They're mammalian birds, squirrels. Losing your tail is a very, very serious handicap for a poor squirrel because it needs it. The tail is its wing. It stays up in very high, thin branches where pine martens can't go because they're too heavy. But this one seems to have taken the chance and gone down and barely escaped. It did escape. That's the interesting thing. The pine marten didn't manage to hold on to it. I doubt if a squirrel's tail would come off very easily. That must have been a very painful encounter. But from now on, it's got to make the best of life without its tail.
Well, I'm sure everybody's keeping their fingers crossed for this tailless red squirrel. We need all the red squirrels we can get. Anyway, Senan and Quinn, thank you very much indeed. Keep us updated, please. Now, Niall, you want to talk about the red squirrel with no tail.
Yeah, I'm a big squirrel nut, if you'll pardon the expression. People associate me with birds a lot, but I've actually always had a real passion for squirrels as well. I think of them in some ways as honorary birds because they're out in the day, they're flitting around in the trees. And a squirrel without a tail, it would have a disadvantage there. What it immediately reminded me of, that's basically the plot of Beatrix Potter's Tale of Squirrel Nutkin. That's what happened. So people may remember that story, published in 1903, but I don't think it's ever been out of print since then. It's a perennial favourite. In that, what happens is the squirrel Nutkin, because of his hubris and his antics, he ends up losing his tail to escape from danger. And the perpetrator in that case was an owl, a tawny owl, so predator. So there's obviously a lesson there, a moral tale for children, not to go messing around the place. But also, it just indicates actually birds like owls in Ireland, birds like buzzards will hunt them, pine martens will go with them. So some sort of predator is probably responsible in this case.
Yeah, but will he or she survive? This is what I'm wondering, because Senan and Quinn, who sent in the question and the video, which people can see on the website, are wondering why it lost its tail. We've sort of kind of answered that, but will it survive?
Well, it's hard to say. Certainly this poor squirrel will be at a disadvantage because that tail is very important for balance when they're moving in the trees, particularly when they're leaping. It almost acts like a wing to help them glide. It used to be thought actually that the tail was to shade them, and that's what the Latin name for squirrel, Sciurus, comes from. Sciurus vulgaris is the red squirrel. It means common shade tail, because it used to be thought that they used it to shade them from the sun by holding it over their heads. Now, that's nonsense. They don't do that. They use it for balance. Having said that, squirrels are resourceful. They're quite very clever. They're members of the rodent family, like rats and mice, so they're very adept at finding food. And if it's any comfort, I can say that from the tail of squirrel Nutkin survived.
Now, a prisoner or a suspect is innocent until proven guilty. Now, we've been inclined in our discussion, Anna and I, to blame the prime suspect is, of course,
The Pine Marten.
Now, it's important to say that the Pine Marten is the saviour of the red squirrel in Ireland. So we shouldn't be cross.
Yeah, but you have to explain that, because where the Pine Marten has come back, it's munching on all the grey squirrels, which are outdoing the red squirrels.
Yes.
So if it gets rid of the greys, the reds are thriving.
They are.
Well, maybe if the Pine Marten did it, it just mistook its dinner, let's say.
Well, the Pine Marten will eat what you put in front of it.
You know. You know what I mean. But go on anyway.
Yes, I do. I think the Pine Marten is the great saviour. And the red squirrel has improved. Its fortunes have improved enormously since the Pine Marten has become more common. And so when we blame, if the prime suspect, the Pine Marten, bear in mind the Prime Marten, the squirrel owes his everything in Ireland.
It's all about coevolution, and that's right. When there were no introduced eastern grey squirrels from North America in Europe, then the Pine Marten was a scourge towards the red squirrel. It was its main source of food. But when the grey squirrels arrived, what's been happening now since the Pine Martens have been building up their numbers, they're easier to catch. They spend more time on the ground. There's more meat on them. They're less agile. So they're actually catching the greys and therefore benefiting the reds, because the greys carry a disease, squirrel pox, that infects the reds and kills them. And so that's been a big issue with them. But the amazing thing is not just that the Pine Martens eat the grey squirrels, it's been shown that just the stress of coexisting with them is enough to shorten the lifespans of those grey squirrels. And weirdly, while red squirrels are aware of the scent of a Pine Marten and avoid it, strangely, grey squirrels are actively attracted towards it. So they walk towards their own doom. It's
mad. Oh dear. Oh my goodness.